Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, today we've arrived at the New Hampshire primary election. For Republicans, the open primary doesn't mean too much, given that the incumbent president is going to be their 2020 candidate. For Democrats, it's the second opportunity for their various presidential candidates to vie for their party's nomination. The first outing, the caucus blunder in Iowa, was nothing more than an embarrassment for the Democrat Party. New Hampshire is their opportunity to shine, but will they? It's pretty well understood that Bernie Sanders will win the primary. Former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg is believed to be number two in the primary race. Senators Amy Klobuchar and Elizabeth Warren are expected to follow Buttigieg. So where is Joe Biden? He's expected to be riding somewhere near the caboose. His blunders and inability to speak clearly without sputtering has been part of his decline. His lack of consistent points of view has hurt him. His contradictions between his current views and those he has espoused over the years are glaring. This cost him significantly from the very beginning. So Biden is apparently on the way out. Now, for all intents and purposes, Tom Steyer and Andrew Yang are history. Bernie Sanders definitely owns the far left-wing socialist wing of the Democrat Party. Warren can't compete with Sanders' hold on the left. So who will remain standing after the New Hampshire primary? Klobuchar is poised to vie for the somewhat more moderate wing. She was the only one to raise her hand during the last debate to say the Democrat Party should not promote a socialist for president of the United States. The rest of the candidates refuse to oppose the idea of a socialist running for president or, for that matter, becoming the leader of the U.S. But who wasn't on that stage? Michael Bloomberg. He's going to fight Klobuchar for the most traditional segment of the Democrat Party. He has unlimited wealth to promote his candidacy, and he's scheduled to participate in the next debate. So Bloomberg's challenge is twofold. One, to challenge Klobuchar for the left-center mainstream of the Democrat Party. And two, to challenge the populist energy of Bernie Sanders and his supporters. Bloomberg would be an interesting challenge for Donald Trump, given that he's another wealthy capitalist. Certainly, Bloomberg's anti-gun stance would not be a boost for him with pro-Second Amendment Americans, both liberal and conservative, both Democrat as well as Republican. But the big question is, how do Democrats run against a successful president who has overwhelming support for his economic policies? Trump's numbers are the biggest when it comes to how the public perceives the success of his handling of the economy. He has just rebuffed an ill-conceived attempt to impeach him that spelled out no specific crime other than he just exists. The American public doesn't want to see another ridiculous attempt to impeach him, and yet various angry Democrats are suggesting they just might go after another bite of the apple. Trump is poised to garner more black and Hispanic votes than any Republican president in decades. And Democrats just can't figure it all out. So their primary campaigns are focused on how much they hate Trump and by using epithets such as racist, fascist, and more. They have seriously misjudged the American voting public. By tomorrow, we'll have a better idea as to who Democrats believe will best represent them in a head-to-head contest with the president come the general election. At the same time, we'll have a better idea of what direction Democrats believe their party should sway. Will it be to the far left-wing progressive socialists, or will Democrats stay the more left-center line? No matter which turn they take, they'll have to face an incumbent president who has been leading the country in a positive, forward-thinking direction. That is their biggest challenge. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.